How are dollar stores able to sell food for so cheap and still turn a profit? The answer to that question is a calculated formula that dollar stores have devised to keep prices low. And we're going to break it down. Location is the name of the game in business, and if a company wants to be in the busy part of town, it's going to cost them. However, it's not uncommon to see dollar stores in lower-income sections of a city, or in a totally rural area. It's a smart business move, and choosing to operate in areas that Target, Walmart, or Whole Foods won't bother to go has proven highly effective for the growth of dollar stores. Opening and operating in these areas is simply less expensive, and this helps keep prices down. Many dollar stores don't buy the land their stores are on either, which means that if they're not doing well, they can just pick up and move. If a Dollar General can keep the lights on and skip out on the pricey property taxes that a Publix is going to pay, it's going to be able to sell its food for much cheaper. Yes, you'll find nationally known brands that you're familiar with in the dollar store, but you're also likely to see a lot of brands that you've never seen in Walmart or other grocery stores. This is because many of the brands on the shelf are the dollar store's own brands. By going the private route, dollar stores are able to have lower margins since they don't have to deal with buying from a major label. Dollar General, for example, can cut back on buying peanuts from Planters and coffee from Folgers by offering these goods under its own Clover Valley label. Dollar General CEO Todd Voss said that the store's own private brands were, quote, an important part of our strategy in driving sales. And because they cost dollar stores less money, they're often priced considerably lower than name brand products. Plus, according to Fortune, Dollar General sells no more than 10,000 products in its stores, while a Walmart might stock 10 times that number. By selling a limited selection of popular national brands, dollar stores have a much smaller inventory to keep track of and can maximize their smaller space. Are you sensing a theme here with dollar stores in regards to keeping things small? Well, that's also going to factor into those super cheap, only a buck prices you're getting on food too. If you want a jumbo-sized bottle of barbecue sauce, then hit up a Sam's Club. However, if a 10-ounce bottle will do, then your local dollar store has you covered. Dollar stores like Dollar Tree may offer not just fewer varieties of a product, but often smaller sizes than what you might normally find at a supermarket. To some, these might seem like travel-sized portions, but according to Fortune, the stores are going after only what customers can afford at the moment. But there's a catch. When compared to the size of products that a shopper might find in a grocery store or Walmart, the dollar price doesn't always translate to a good deal. For example, ABC Action News found that buying a box of Ritz crackers at both dollar stores and then at Walmart cost $2.50. But the dollar store boxes contain 3 ounces less. The same often happens to be true for other foods like milk, flour, and chips. One might assume that if all the stuff in your basket are $1 each or just a few bucks more, you're probably not getting very good quality. And yes, in some cases, the food at a dollar store can be pretty bad. Sometimes you just get what you pay for.
I wish to complain about this parrot, what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
However, it's safe to assume that a can of Campbell's chicken noodle soup is going to taste the same whether you buy it at Dollar General or Kroger. So it is possible to make a solid week's worth of meals from groceries purchased at a dollar store and not find yourself constantly reaching for the Pepto-Bismol. And there's more good news on this front, too. While some dollar stores are going to have a better food selection than others, Dollar General did announce plans to expand its fresh produce availability to 450 of its stores beginning in 2019. Dollar General and other dollar stores are growing at a rapid rate, and because of this, they can often snag really good bulk deals from national brands. According to Fortune, brands like Coca-Cola and Hershey didn't always pay much attention to the dollar store segment of the grocery business. But with the massive growth of small box stores, national brands are now ready to play ball. This means that they'll offer dollar stores those smaller size products and as well as higher quality point of sale displays that were once only for higher end retailers. Because of their buying power, dollar stores can convince brands like Campbell's Soup to make a specially sized can of tomato soup that can be bought at a low bulk price, and other stores can't compete. Check out one of our newest videos right here! Plus, even more MASH videos about your favorite stuff are coming soon! Subscribe to our YouTube channel and hit the bell so you don't miss a single one!